Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County conservation naturalist Pam Holtz about her Halloween hike Babes in the Woods event taking place this Saturday at Mar Park.
For this year's Halloween hike, what is unique about this year's event?
Okay, well, this year we are focusing on babes in the woods. So we are looking at the different ways animals have family, how they raise the young or not raise the young, as the case may be. So we'll look at the different strategies, and the participants will role play the different strategies, find obstacles and things of interest between the different ways they care for their babies.
And what kinds of animals will you be focusing this hike on?
We'll be focusing specifically on turtles that have no parental care, as well as baby birds. And baby birds require, a lot of them require a lot of care. And also bats, which a lot of them raise their young in colonies. So, you know, there's 100 babies all in one cave, and you got to figure out which one's yours.
Why did you choose to focus on this subject matter for the Halloween hike?
It was, well, everybody loves babies, and especially animal babies. I mean, they're usually, in most cases, adorable. So it's interesting. Family is always a good theme to go with, and it also just happens to be my family's 10th anniversary as a family. So, you know, I've been thinking a lot about family this year.
What is the age of participants you're hoping to receive at this event?
Well, it's open to all ages, but it's especially geared for families so that the kids can come in and participate in there'll be different stations with activities or challenges that they will have to do and see if they can get, you know, certain babies to grow up and pretend to grow up, as the case may be, since it's all role play. But we will have some live animals as well in the center for those that wish to check them out.
Oh, okay. So there might be some baby animals for participants to get to check out?
Yeah, a couple babies and even a mama.
Will that be like chicks or turtles, I wonder, for those animals?
Turtles, snakes, and rabbits.
And do people need to pre-register for this event?
Nope. They can come anytime on Saturday the 21st between 6:45 and 8 p.m. The trail will start. It's basically at your own pace. The center activities will have a lot of fun stuff happening at the center that they can finish up with, some crafts, some other games, and, of course, refreshments, and meet the animals here. So it will be a full evening.
You're referring to the Conservation Education Center?
Yes, the Conservation Center at Mar Park. All the events will start at the lodge, and they'll hike around the pond and then end up at the Nature Center.
What sort of challenges or activities are you most looking forward to for this event?
Well, they'll learn about, you know, the differences between having, you know, the two broad range strategies are having lots of kids but not taking care of them versus taking care of them a lot but only having few young. And there's an activity that will, you know, see the differences between that. They'll also have to help carry some baby turtles through safety to water, because they don't, you know, the eggs aren't hatched near the water, so they have to make it all the way. And baby turtles are very tiny, and the shell doesn't protect them at the young age. They'll have to feed some baby birds. And there's even, you know, a nasty cowbird in with the baby birds that snuck in. So learn a little bit about foster care in the natural world as well. And then we have the bat cave and figuring out how to find your baby when you have 100 different options.
Why do you think it's important to teach children about how different animals have different family or parenting dynamics?
Well, one, it's a basic part of life. And two, it also, in the process, is to understand how the different parenting strategies are, so that when they see them in the natural world, they understand what's going on. Because sometimes, to be honest, we try to help baby animals in ways that are really not helpful to them, and we could actually do more harm than good. And, you know, really the best thing always is, barring anything else, leaving it alone. Nature has their ways for a reason. We don't need to get ourselves involved when it's already planned out.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County conservation naturalist Pam Holtz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.